Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Yeah, I'm Tim Nelson. I'm the artistic director of a local opera theater company called In Series.
And we're speaking because In Series is doing a cool production. We're calling it Chuck and Eva. Of course, Chuck Brown, DC Go-Go legend, and Eva Cassidy, you know, from Maryland. They did an album in 92 called The Other Side. And In Series is going to be doing a really cool interpretation of it. It's going to be June 1st and 2nd at the True Reformer Building in DC, Northwest DC, over in U Street. And then June 24th in Baltimore at the Baltimore Theater Project on West Preston Street. So, hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Before we get to the actual, you know, these shows that are going to be in DC and Baltimore, talk about that original collaboration, you know, The Other Side, and sort of, you know, how it was perfect inspiration for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck Brown and Eva Cassidy, they met in 1986. She was basically an unknown singer, had her own band, the Eva Cassidy Band. And her bass player played a recording for Chuck Brown, who instantly fell in love with her voice, and they became friends, unlikely friends. He was 29 years older than her, but he was based, you know, he's known for go-go, but his real fundamental bass was in jazz and R&B. And together they put together this collaboration, which has no go-go on it. It's all American songbook, traditional jazz duets from the two of them.
Awesome. And also, I mean, a lot of local folks probably already know this, but let's say maybe there's younger listeners listening to this or whatever. Remind us, you know, how Chuck is from D.C. and Eva's from Maryland. Like, remind us, you know, where sort of their local roots and how that was sort of fitting with their coming together as sort of a DMV thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chuck Brown is the quintessential DC musician, and long before he was doing go-go, he was already in the scene doing jazz and funk and R&B. And he says he started playing go-go to eat because he couldn't make enough money playing jazz. And he's kind of iconic. Not everyone knows that Eva Cassidy was from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and got her whole career actually was based in DC, playing at Blues Alley and in Capitol Hill, and in the very local scene here.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, tragically died way too young in Bowie.
Yeah, 33. Yeah.
33 years old in 1996. And obviously, you know, we also relatively recently lost Chuck Brown in 2012. Gosh, over a decade ago now. It seems more recent.
Yeah.
He, you know, he had a much longer life, 75, but still two artists that we miss big time. All right, well, let's go into the Chuck and Eva event here. So it's going to be June 1st and 2nd at the True Reformer Building on U Street, Northwest DC. June 1st and 2nd, and then again in Baltimore on June 24th at the Baltimore Theater Project on West Preston Street. All right, so if our listeners come out to either of these events, what are we going to see? What does In Series have in store?
Well, look, Eva Cassidy's voice and Chuck Brown's voice and musical prowess are irreplaceable. There's no way we could recreate the album. So that's not what we're trying to do. What we're doing is the same songs that they interpreted on the album being reinterpreted by living DC jazz artists, some of whom played with Chuck Brown's band, some who are quite young, but all artists who have been inspired by the legacy of both of these incredible DMV artists, and who are using this as an opportunity to take that inspiration and to create something new based on the songs as they were recorded by Eva and Chuck.
So who are the, you know, rattle off, dote on the performers that are going to be in this performance? You know, who's the jazz pianist, the composer, and just whoever you want to, you know, name check for me.
Sure. So our music director is an amazing pianist, composer, local jazz musician named Janelle Gill. She's a product, as are many of the people in the project, from the Duke Ellington School for the Arts. We've worked with her before on a Nina Simone project. She, I have to say, is one of the best musicians I know. And then the two vocalists are Melissa Wimbish. She's a Baltimore-based classical opera singer, but also has her own rock duo called Outcalls and kind of sings across genres. And Greg Watkins, who is on the faculty at the Duke Ellington School and is a local actor, singer, music director, also a jazz pianist. And then there's a band of sax and drums and bass and guitar, of course, Chuck Brown.
awesome. So that's the esteemed performers that are going to be, you know, interpreting this famous album. But let's go into the Other Side album itself, like, you know, the set list in a way. I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but give us something of a teaser. You know, what are some of the famous songs? I have the set list here in front of me, and it's some iconic standards here. But what are some of the famous songs that were on the Other Side that we might hear at the concert?
Yes. So, I mean, it is a lot of iconic songs, and then it's a lot of jazz standards that are not so standard that people may not know. So the ones people will know, it opens with Let the Good Times Roll, Fever, everyone knows. When asked what his favorite song on the album was, Chuck Brown said that it was God Bless the Child, the Billie Holiday song Eva Cassidy sings. And the one that I think almost everyone knows from Eva is Over the Rainbow, which was her most famous recording. They may not realize that it was originally for this album.
Wow. Yeah. And there's tons of, I mean, and that's just scratching the surface. I mean, you hit the big ones, but yeah. And then there's You Don't Know Me. I mean, everyone knows. I mean, I think Ray Charles did a cover of that. There's just The Drown in My Own Tears. It's going to be a great night. And is it going to be performed in full start to finish, like in order?
They have actually decided to change the order, but it's the full album, but in a different order. And in here in DC, it's kind of significant that we're doing it at the True Reformers building, because that is one of Black Broadway's most historic buildings. It was the first Black designed, owned, financed building in America, but it was also the first place that Duke Ellington performed publicly. So it's kind of significant that we're doing it in the same hall where Duke Ellington did his first performances.
Yeah, you'll get goosebumps thinking that the ghost of Duke Ellington will be in the room along with the ghosts of Chuck Brown and Eva Cassidy.
Exactly. It's like this amazing celebration and exaltation of DC music.
Awesome. Well, and that'll be June 1st and 2nd. But is there any like history we can say about the Baltimore location, Baltimore Theater Project? What do we know about that room?
Well, Baltimore Theater Project is one of the most historic theaters in America. It was the original center stage. It was an old lecture hall that became a theater. And in the 60s and 70s, it was, I would say, America's most important avant-garde theater, bringing a lot of acts from Eastern Europe and the Netherlands. It's got one of the most beautiful acoustics in the DMV. It's really a treasure.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I mean, I have plenty to work with on the show itself, but why don't we end by, you know, tell me a little bit about In Series in general, you know, like what sort of, I believe it's not just concerts like this. There's like opera, theater, like you do a little of everything, right?
Yeah. The cheeky way of saying it is we're an opera company that hates the word opera. So we do opera, but it's kind of disrupting opera. We love to tear it apart. We love to include other musical traditions. We're hyper local, which is the reason why we run to do something connected to DC music. Whatever people think of when they hear the word opera, we're not that.
All right. Well, how long have you been around?
40 years, actually. This next season, we'll start our 41st year.
Wow. All right. Well, so it's a good quasi 40th anniversary. And this album is a quasi 30th anniversary, a 31.
Yeah, exactly.
31,
it's,
I guess.
It's 1992. So just over 30 years.
Awesome. Well, the timing's perfect and the music is iconic and it's going to be a really fun time. So I appreciate you joining us. Everyone come check out Chuck and Eva from the Great American Songbook. You know, this great in-series performance of the Other Side album by Chuck Brown and Eva Cassidy. It's going to be June 1st and 2nd in DC at the True Reformer Building. And then again, if you missed that, head up to Baltimore June 24th at the Baltimore Theater Project. Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure, Jason. It's great to talk to you.